This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600. I'm your captain. I'm your captain. He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there tonight working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, joining us right now from the great state of Michigan, go blue, go big blue, we have got none other than Ron Edwards. You know, it's 54 degrees outside, and they're going to disappear right now because it's too cold for them to be out there without a coat.
Wow, did you say 54?
Yep, that's what it is right now.
Wow, that is comfortable. Nice.
Nope, that is not comfortable if it's cold weather. And believe me when I tell you, people are out here. Now, there is not a big wind, so that's a good thing, but 54 degrees down here with the wind is miserable, especially if you're on the water. Now, we got clear skies, too. But what's the weather like where you're at?
Well, right now it's in the upper 30s and not bad for this time of year. It's going to be pretty warm today, high near, high of around 60, 61.
I think you'll have snow this weekend because there's a storm working its way across, I think. We'll see. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, yesterday was the beginning of a four-day nationwide strike, that's what they're calling it, over the vaccine mandates that started in Los Angeles, California. Then we were told by the organizer they were going to have 100,000 people. They had 1,000. But, you know, everybody was working, I guess.
Yeah, that was kind of disappointing in a sense, because you need a large number of people at one time to make an impact. And the numbers are kind of low, but what do you say?
Well, the message got out.
Yeah, of course, the message got out, but the impact isn't going to be that great unless the numbers increase dramatically. You have every group, anti-vaccine, every representatives of every group you could think of, but unfortunately, the groups are not that large. So we'll see how it impacts the country, if at all.
They did have some firefighters. They did have some police. They did have some government workers there. So it was all intertwined with the other groups that were there. So they got their message out there. And their message did get out there. I did hear people reporting on it, even overnight. It's a couple of our news agencies were reporting on it. But it is what it is. Now, Our governor yesterday unveiled some new legislation banning the employers from requiring the vaccinations. And what that's all about is we have on the 16th coming up a special session called by the governor to pass some sort of legislation to stop the government from banning the mandatory vaccines.
And another good action by this governor. He's like the ever-ready bunny. He keeps on giving. They put into legislation that women who are pregnant or who anticipate becoming pregnant are most certainly exempt from any vaccine requirements. And they also stated that employees, whether they have applied for qualified exemption or not, must be given the option to choose between either periodic testing or to use PPE as an alternative to any vaccine requirements at no cost to the employees.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more stuff, man. It's a prohibition on vaccine mandates being implemented by businesses, because there are, and it's crazy to me, there's a lot of business owners and managers who actually agree with the restrictions of the Biden regime, and I thank God that you guys have a governor that you do. It's not like what we have to go through here in Michigan.
Okay.
Shut everything down.
Okay, let me see if I can get Mary in here. Okay, Mary, what's your question for Ron? We got about 30 seconds.
My question is, I saw films on the computer of packs of people in Paris, Italy, overseas, Germany for the vaccine mandates, but I don't see that on our TV. Do you think it's being censored? Thank you.
Okay. Well, of course it's being censored.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's what the media does over here. That's what they do.
Especially MSNBC, CNN, and so forth.
I call them hot mess NBC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's correct. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, we'll report on things like that when we know about it, but if it's not being reported for me to find out about it, then I can't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, if you don't know and you don't know that you don't know, well,
I know.
You can't talk about it.
Yeah, it's really strange. Okay, well, we're going to take a break coming up. Here goes the music. And when we come back, we'll have an Edwards Notebook. Plus, don't forget about the Constitutional Grounds coffee, because I got some of my cup. Matter of fact, I just filled up my iced coffee cup with the coffee, so I'm going to take a sip during the break. But we'll be right back with more. And guess who's going to take us to break? No, it's not Santa Claus. It's Ron Edwards.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What if the United States was already sold lock, stock, and barrel to another nation? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. We all know that the United States of America has been the greatest and most generous nation on earth. But just suppose that our republic, with a government of, by, and for the people, was sold off bit by bit by bit to another nation of the oppressive communist persuasion. The government of, by, and for the people, without the permission of the people, sold off our national assets, valuable real estate, natural resources, and even gave control to a foreign power over our national voting apparatus. To add insult to injury, what if the government of, by, and for the people was no longer by and for the people, but rather nothing more than a government of, by, and for a vast assortment of leftist globalist elites, all kowtowing to an emerging communist superpower? Just saying. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, don't forget Ron Edwards, Ron Edwards, that is, according to Flip, because Flip just chimed in, is heard Tuesdays and Thursdays, and his Edwards Notebook is heard three times a week. Now, I'm going to bring him into the picture here. You know, Mr. Ron, I've had a number of people come out and tell me, thank you for telling them about the Constitutional Grounds Coffee. And I said, well, don't tell me, tell you.
Well, and I'd like to tell them, all the audience members who have reached out and have purchased the Constitutional Grounds copy. Want to tell you thank you very much, and hopefully you enjoy it, and just, man, I just really appreciate it. We thank you very much.
And, of course, you know, folks, you can go to the website, dronedwards.com, to make your purchase, and you use the promo code RE20, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your coffee. Now, I just told you, I just got done making at the top of the hour one of my ice cups of coffee here, and let's see. Oh, that is good. Oh, that is good. So, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee. What?
You want in your cup.
There you go. And you got it, and I got it. So everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. Okay, back to the drawing board here. The U.S. has reopened its borders to non-essential travel after 18 months of disruptions, and right away the overseas flights are back in business.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because when I read this story, and looking at a picture here of Heathrow Airport and people lined up, a lot of them coming to the United States, right?
Yep.
But I find it ironic now that they're announcing, oh, we're opening the borders. Well, the borders have been open all the time. You consider how many people have been coming into this country illegally. And they're talking about the restrictions they had because of the Corona China virus and all that, but yet they've been letting in hundreds of thousands of people anyway. I mean, I hate to be a smart behind or anything, but it's like, what's the diff? It's just more people coming in now. That's all.
Yeah, and they're vaccinated, and they got the cards, and they got the vaccine passport and all that stuff, because that's what they have to get on the plane over there. And it is a vaccine passport.
Yeah, this is, to me, it's sick stuff, because first of all, it's more and more communist control, in my opinion, and it's just, it's not good.
Mm.
Doesn't prevent anything, doesn't help or harm anything. It's just another layer of control.
Well, and, wait till you hear this. You talk about control. I mean, I didn't think it could get any worse from the businesses, but ladies and gentlemen, the Surgeon General yesterday said he does not rule out extending the vaccine mandate to small businesses. That would be the beginning of the end for some of these small businesses, less than 100 people.
Well, see, Captain, this is something that some of us figured that they were going to do all along. This is their designs.
I thought they were doing a little of this, a little of that. You just keep on going,
keep nibbling away. Because let's get down to brass tacks. The Biden regime and others like him, and these regime members, are all about destroying the middle class. And what better way to do that than to wipe out small and medium-sized businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Because the majority of small and medium-sized businesses are owned by whom?
Mm-hmm.
Individuals and families,
which
created the biggest middle class in the history of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a happy, large middle class, you have a very stable country.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that the leftists want to do is destabilize this country. And what better way to do that than to destroy their businesses through any excuse and mandate necessary?
Now, we all know who Terry Bradshaw is, right?
Yeah, I used to like the guy.
Well, I still like him. I mean, he's funny and all that stuff. He's got his moments, but he's considered to be the Walter Cronkite of football. And for football people, what he says counts. And he's saying that Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers is being unfairly targeted by the mainstream media. Now, that comes after he found fault with him for the statement that Rodgers talked about being immunized, whatever the hell that meant. I wonder if he meant because of the stuff he was taking, was granting him immunity. I wonder if that's what he meant.
I think that's what he meant, because there are things you can take to boost your immune system naturally.
Yes.
And it works for us. That's why I kind of, my appreciation of Mr. Bradshaw really decreased dramatically because of the initial attack against Terry Bradshaw, and he's part of the media. And he did it, and he's turning around and saying, well, does whatever. He shouldn't have come out after Aaron Rodgers in the beginning the way he did. He said, I'm extremely disappointed in the actions of Aaron Rodgers. He says he lied and this, that, and the other, and blah, blah, blah.
Here's what's at stake, unfortunately. His playing for the rest of the season. They're talking about suspending him because he violated the NFL COVID policy.
See, this, the NFL, the NBA, these BS Corona China virus restrictions are nothing. They're not helping deter the spread of the virus, which isn't spreading that much anyway anymore.
No, not in my state.
It's about
California, New York. It is, but that's because of the way they've done things.
The more you restrict, the more you aid the spreading of it, because you don't give people the time.
Yep. We have herd immunity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to practice that. That used to be encouraged a long time ago for other types of viruses and things like that. So, anyway, this is all about control. This is about people falling in line, and that's what it's all about. And this is very evil.
Now let's talk about Michigan before we run out of time here. I got a caller on the line too. I'm going to try to get him in here in a minute.
Sure. Well,
Biden reportedly is considering shutting down another oil pipeline. I talked about this. The one coming under Lake Michigan, coming over there to the Michigan shorelines. I was told by some people that are in the oil business in Michigan that this will in fact cost them initially 25 cents a gallon on their gasoline.
Initially, it'll be much higher than that.
It'll be more.
Well, Governor Whitmer had been throwing this idea around before, and I think she's the one that kind of tapped her friend Biden on the shoulder about this issue. Mm-hmm. But Canada, Canada, is saying, "Wait a minute, what are you doing?" And it could disrupt our relationship with them.
All right, let me go real quick and try to give a couple of callers a chance here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? And you got 30 seconds.
Hey, good morning, sir. This is Eric in East Tennessee. Real quick.
Eric.
Interesting. Hey, what's going on, sir? Hey, interesting conversation real quick regarding PPE, personal protective equipment. I think people should really go on the OSHA website and look and read exactly what's considered PPE, because an over-the-counter cloth mask, a surgical mask, any of these open-sided masks are not considered. Right, it's not considered PPE.
Mm-hmm.
The only things that's considered PPE are powered air purified respirators, N95 and N99.
SCBA, baby, SCBA.
There you go, yes, sir. So I think there's a little bit of misinformation coming out of the government. Number two, Dr. Vivek Murphy, Surgeon General of the United States. If he was worth his salt, what is he not talking about? Early pre-hospitalization care. He's not talking about good health habits. He's not talking about immune system protection like you get in some of these supplements that are...
Okay, I got to let you go because here comes the music.
Roger that, sir. I just want to make that quick point. Thanks, sir. Semper Fi.
Thanks very much, Eric, and Semper Fi to you, and good luck to your boys. He's got a couple of Marines there. All right, Eric, we will talk to you on, Thursday. All right, take care.
I'll be back. Bye now.
And I'll be on your show this afternoon.
Yeah, 3 p.m.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and, of course, his show, The Ron Edwards American Experience. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The mostly partisan House Select Committee investigating January 6th on the U.S. Capitol said it subpoenaed six close allies and campaign officials of President Trump. Some of those subpoenaed included William Stepien, manager of the Trump 2020 re-election campaign, Jason Miller, a senior advisor to the campaign, and Angela McCallum, the campaign's national executive assistant. As China is ramping up its nuclear arsenal and high-speed delivery systems, Republican lawmakers are demanding answers from the Biden administration about how proposed changes to America's use of nuclear weapons. On Monday, top House Republicans highlighted the concerns by U.S. allies over Joe Biden's proposal to limit the conditions under which America would consider a nuclear strike. Last night, four astronauts inside a SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule splashed down safely in the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast. This was after a six-month scientific mission on the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, it's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You can talk to the captain toll-free, 1-877-969-8600. Call now.
All righty, that's Jeff from Sarasota, who we'll see a little bit later today. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. You've heard me talk about them for a number of years. They are definitely a core sponsor of the show, and I am sitting in the official Moss Family Automotive Studios right here. They sponsor the studio and the mainstay for the radio show here. But hardly a week, folks, doesn't go by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to come and meet one of my listeners that just bought a new or a certified pre-owned Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how when I get up there to whichever dealership I'm going to, whether it's here in Tampa or Newport Richey or Crystal River or wherever, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, and all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. You heard me right. Now, I think this is all because of the fact that I tell you about the experiences that I've had. I tell you about the experiences that other people have had. I've had people call into the show and praise the dealership and all that stuff, totally unannounced, and never know when they're going to call. But Moss Nissan is a family-owned business, and it's family that runs it. And you just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. Now, the best part of it is their attitude is such, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, they really work hard at that. Really work hard at that. And it all starts with Moss Care. You'll get many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got new, they've got certified pre-owned, they've got a bunch of off-lease vehicles that are there, and they're all in great shape, and they all come with warranties. Clean trade-ins? Oh, yeah. Now, you want to find out what your car is worth, you might be in store for a shock. If you've got a car in good condition, you can take advantage of the high price that your vehicle's now worth. It's worth 25% more than what it was at the first part of the year. So whatever that Blue Book value says on it, you can add 25% to it if it's in good condition, and you're liable to get that, and they're liable to buy the car from you. Then you have money to go on vacation or buy another car. Now, Moss Nissan is also the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, that all get great deals there. Now, their locations are Moss Nissan in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and guess what? They're breaking ground on the all-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville. It'll be open in a couple of months. Brooksville. That's going to be a tremendous, tremendous market. I got a lot of friends up in Brooksville. I was on the air for several years up there mid-morning. And I really like the people up there, and you're going to love Moss Nissan. Now, check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that is what will save you money, even more money. Now, it's going to be a busy day for me today. First of all, I'm going to rely on my trusty, dusty little buddy here. Let's see. Where are we? Okay. At noontime, 11:30 to 1:30, I'll be at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Let me cue this up, because Jeff went out of his way to make something here to promote this, so I'm going to try to let the people hear what he did, because this isn't bad.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area, join the Captain's Army every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Mission Barbecue on Waters Avenue. With spirited conversation, always American, always conservative, God bless America.
You got to forgive me, he's a Navy guy. But anyway, no, we do have a great time there. We got great people to come there. The veterans that are there, the police officers that are there. Sometimes we have the Border Patrol's actually been in there with 15, 20 of those guys. CBP, those people that work the warehouses and whatnot. And we always have a great time. Firefighters, it's a great place to be. And at noontime, high noon, they play the national anthem, and we all stand up, rise to the occasion, and you either put your hand over your heart or you salute if you're wearing cover as a veteran, because they certainly want to emphasize that there. Now, tonight, after this, at the Mission Barbecue from 11:30 to 1:30, at 6:30, I'll be down in Sarasota.
The original Sarasota Patriots welcome Captain Matt Bruce live at 6:30 tonight. That's tonight in Sarasota at the Covenant Life Church, 8490 McIntosh Road. It all starts at 6:30.
Now, I'm looking forward to that because I'm very familiar with the Sarasota Patriots group. Been to a number of their meetings, spoken there a number of times, haven't done anything recently since they kind of changed things around a little bit. But I'm looking forward to talking to them about America. America. And what we can do to take our country back and keep it. Keep it, America. We don't want any fundamental transformation of anything. We want America back. And just for the heck of it, I got my friend that I really like, Senator John Kennedy, talking about Joe Biden. Wait till you hear this.
If you have a pulse and a marginal desire for a better life, you know that President Biden is in trouble. And therefore, America's in trouble. Measured any way you want. The debacle in Afghanistan, which has emboldened Russia and China and Iran, the unbridled inflation, gas prices, open borders, crime, a Justice Department that thinks parents are dangerous domestic terrorists, a Treasury Department that wants access to the checking account of every American who has a job. No wonder the American people are so angry. It's no wonder that so many Americans think that this administration doesn't care about them or their lives or their future. Now, I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. But my advice to the president is this. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Thank you, Senator John Kennedy, Republican, Louisiana. You just hit it right in the head. You absolutely hit it out of the ballpark. And you know something? Let me tell you something else here. Wait you hear this. The White House yesterday said businesses should continue to move forward with President Joe Biden's vaccine and testing requirements for private businesses, despite a federal appeals court ordering a temporary halt to the rules. Quote, "People should not wait," said White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. She told reporters that during a briefing. Quote, "They should continue to move forward and make sure they're getting their workplace vaccinated." End of quote. I've heard from a lot of legal people on television, on radio, people have called into the show, people that send me messages, and they're saying this is unconstitutional and the courts will strike this down. We'll see. If they do, just remember that your fearless president and his operatives are violating a court order by telling you to go ahead and do something that the court said, don't do it yet. They'll make a decision. And the Democrats are also scared to death about something else. The Republicans are going to be making new congressional maps. And in states like North Carolina, Ohio, even my state of Florida, Virginia, New Jersey, they're going to be making some changes to where what was a blue district is now going to be a 50-50 district or advantage Republicans, whatever. I've been told right here in my area, my congressional district that I live in, will change and pretty much go back to the way it was, where instead of being advantage Democrats 7 points, it was pretty much 50-50. Makes it a little bit more even. We'll see. But anyway, I'll be back with more right after this break. Final segment coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here on this program, and I do mean we the people. We are the bosses of applesauce, and those people work for us. We don't work for anybody. They work for us. Remember that and call them up and say, hey, I want you to do so-and-so and such-and-such.
You're listening to the Captain's America.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Live from Tampa Bay, Florida, it's the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. You can talk to the captain toll-free, 1-877-969-8600. Call now.
All righty, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who I'll see later today. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our great friends down there in Sarasota, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Now, they're just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for that big 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Very easy to spot. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer as well. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs, unlike the big box stores that don't want to know you. They'll sell it to you at some ridiculously cheap price, but then if something happens, it's too bad, so sad. Now, in the meantime, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. When you do, if you can't do that, give them a call at 941-922-2345, and they'll come to you. She'll set you up with an appointment for service. And don't forget that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. The number one more time, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They're great people down there. They take really good care of you. And I totally recommend them. Speaking of Sarasota, yours truly is going to be down in Sarasota, not only tonight for the Sarasota Patriots at the Covenant Church over there on McIntosh Road, but I'm also going to be down there Saturday, and I'll be down there for the Two Guys Gun Show at Robarts Arena. Now, I'll be there from 9 to 3 if you want to stop by and say howdy, howdy. I'm using a pretty prominently easy-to-find location where you look down one of the roads when you come in the front door, and you'll see my banner up there, and there I am. Once in a while, I'll be up by the front door, but I don't think I'll be there this weekend. I believe I'll be back in my normal spot where they like to put me and where I like to go, next to my pal selling the rings and cards and jewelry and whatnot. It's not all about guns, by the way. So that's two guys gun show, gun and knife show. They also have a lot of knives in Sarasota at Robarts Arena. And don't forget, it's right there at Fruitville and Tuttle, Sarasota County Fairgrounds, and I look forward to seeing you there Saturday, 9 to 3. And they're also going to be there Sunday, 9 to 3. Their hours on Saturday are actually 9 to 5. So keep that in mind. Now, we have got all I can say is this is like an out-of-control group of people with this January 6th committee. I think we've got kind of a tit-for-tat thing going here, and I'll explain. We've heard from the former Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, that he believes there's going to be more suspects indicted in connection to the origins of the Trump-Russia probe and a discredited sealed dossier, and they're going to come from the Hillary Clinton camp. He believes that. I also believe the same thing. So in the meantime, when we hear that, next thing we hear is this from the January 6th commission, that they are subpoenaing Bill Stepien, who was the former campaign manager of Donald Trump's 2020 re-election campaign, Jason Miller, who now runs Getter, G-E-T-T-R, which I'm on, a senior advisor to the campaign, Angela McCollum, national executive assistant to the campaign, John Eastman, a lawyer who advised the former president, Michael Flynn is back in the news again, the former national security advisor to Trump, who talked to Trump ahead of the insurrection, and Bernard Carrick, remember him, New York City Police Commissioner, September 11th, who the committee says paid for all the hotel rooms that served as command centers ahead of January 6th. Well, this is nuts. This is really nuts. Because they're trying to make it sound like as if the Trump folks were going to try to stop the electoral count of Biden's victory, and that would cause Vice President Mike Pence to nullify the results that were going to be voted on, which didn't happen, by the way, in the Electoral College, results. And that would immediately keep Trump in office. This is the conspiracy theory that's been thrown out there. Well, none of that happened, nor was it going to. Pence had no intention of doing anything. No intention at all of doing anything. And whether you like it or not, the law is very specific about who actually elects the president. It's not us. It's the Electoral College. We vote for electors. You don't even know that if you're not paying attention. We vote for electors. They're on the ballot. their names are actually on the ballot. When you vote for a particular presidential candidate, they have a bunch of electors, and their name will be right there. Then those people go to Washington, D.C., they hold the Electoral College, and they vote for president. Now, if we don't like the way it's done, we have to change it. How do we do that? Through legislation and through changing the Constitution, because it's in there. That's how you do it. There is no other way to do it. All right, so let's go one last time to Mel in Saratoga Springs. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain. Yeah, this is last ditch desperation by the Democrats to repeat the penis. And I myself, they should not even appear in front of this committee because it's all a freaking, illegitimate. Anyway, this is desperation, and Ray Charles will see that. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, well, it is desperation. I believe it's tit for tat. I believe that the January 6th committee, congressional committee, is going up and going after whoever they can because of John Durham. I think when Durham made his announcement yesterday, that's just me talking, when Durham made his announcement yesterday, and, or not, he didn't make the announcement, I'm sorry, I'll get it right in a minute. When John Ratcliffe made the announcement yesterday that he believed many more Durham, many more people would be indicted, and he believed they'd be Hillary Clinton people. When he made that announcement, I think that set the ball in motion. I believe we got a little, and I'll call it the way I see it, I believe we got a little tit-for-tat going on here right now between Durham and the September 6th Commission. By the way, something else that came to light yesterday, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial could be over because of the bombshell testimony by the guy that pointed a gun at him. He had a gun pointed at him first before he pointed a gun at anybody. And that kind of changes the ballpark here. I'm not a lawyer, but if somebody points a gun at me and they don't back down, you were well within your rights for saying, hey, man, drop the weapon, turn it the other way, or else. You are well within your rights to defend yourself, especially if you're out in the middle of a riot, which is what was going on at the time. People stealing things, robbing things. Unbelievable, but it is what it is. So, I look forward to seeing y'all for lunch today at Mission Barbecue at West Waters, 11:30 to 1:30. And then tonight at the Covenant Church down in Sarasota, 6:30 to 8:30, the Sarasota Patriots meeting. We should have a good group there, and I look forward to shaking hands and meeting everybody that a lot of people I know and some I don't know. We'll make some new friends tonight. And I want to remind you again that this is America. They work for us. We do not work for them. We elect them. We can unelect them. It's that simple. Wake the hell up and start paying attention. We need all hands on deck to get this done. I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.